Hello, guys, and welcome back to another Morning English podcast. You know who we are, Kara and Day.
你把我也一起介绍了。
Yeah,
欢迎收听今天的早安英文。
Hey, guys, okay. Offices. Offices.
Okay.
What do we find in every office more than anything, Kara?
I guess a stapler.
Uh-huh.
A computer.
Uh-huh.
Or a door.
Not really, no. The most common office thing is a whistleblower or someone who tells on you.
What? I just imagine a person in the office blowing a whistle.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. Well, you guys have to wait so we can talk about this more.
好的。那今天呢，我们就来讨论一下办公室最常见的那些行为，比如说拍马屁啦，打小报告啊等等。那同样呢，我们给大家整理了一份配套的文字笔记，大家如果想要获取的话呢，到微信去搜索“早安英文”，回复“笔记”就可以了。所以这个 a whistleblower 显然不是一个吹口哨的人哈。
No, a whistleblower is a type of person in the office who would tell your boss on you if you did something wrong.
我天哪！
Yes,
真讨厌。所以说 a whistleblower 就是一个爱向老板、上级打小报告的人，告发者、揭秘者。
Like, let's say if you took extra 5 minutes out of your lunch break, or you just brought your girlfriend and, you know, I don't know, did something in the office, they would just go tell your supervisor about it.
But why would they do that?
Why do you think?
Because that person is kind of an ass kisser? Kiss ass?
Yes, that is exactly what that person is. A kiss ass is a person who just wants to impress another person who is, I don't know, their boss, their popular friend, just, you know, to impress the other person with their compliments and flattery.
所以就是 kiss ass 呢是这一类人，就是他们竭尽全力去 impress 地位高啊，或者说权力高的人，就是拍马屁，马屁精。
Yes.Yeah, this is a lot of fun, Kara. Don't you think so?
So let us share some other types of personalities and common bad behaviors in the office.
Number three, the third personality we're going to share is the I'm so funny guy or girl. This person tells the worst jokes known to human history and sometimes can be even racist, expecting everyone just, you know, like his jokes or her jokes, but no one ever does.
所以这个呢就是加这个引号 the I'm so funny girl.
Yeah, I'm so funny
guy. 或者你可以讲说 the funny guy, the funny girl, 要加引号啊。这个呢就是讲说那种自以为自己很幽默的人，讲一些非常冷、非常干，甚至有的时候会有一些就是有一些歧视的那种笑话，然后还期望人家觉得好笑。
Oh my God,
很冷的那种笑话，比如说，哎呀，卡拉 OK 啊。好啦，很 OK 啊，这个笑话我真的很恨，好吗
？OK, moving on, 听不懂 ，OK。
好，接下来下一个呢是 the complainer. They don't care if they can do the job or not. They just want to complain about something, whether it's their professional life or personal life.
That's correct. Jane is turning into the office complainer. Jeez.
Jane, huh?
Yeah, Jane, not someone else.Not a person with 4 letters, just saying.
Jane is 4 letters. Jane.
哈哈，尴尬哈。Number five.
哈哈，Number five.
The bully.
The bully.
We all have had a bully in our lives, whether it's us or it's someone else, whether it's a parent, sibling, or just a random person in school or on the street. But this person is in your office and will go to extreme lengths to either hurt you or even annoy the shit out of you.
但是在这种办公室的 bully 呢，通常都是 use their words.
Yeah, they use
their words as weapons.
Like, can you give me an example?
怎么说呢？比如说你呀、啊、，you always do this.
Well,
Kara is a bullier.
I'm not a bullier. I just bully you.
Kara, you look just annoying today. Kara, oh my god, your hair. When was the last time you washed your hair?
I didn't say that. That was you. That was you. I didn't say something like that.
对，好的好的。所以呢，办公室的这种 the bully 就是那种用言语去伤害你自尊心的那种人。
This is also Kara. 好了好了好了。
好，下一个这个词呢有点意思啊，它叫做 the frenemy。
Yep, it's a friend plus an enemy.
对 ，friend 是朋友 ，enemy 是敌人。那 frenemy 是什么意思呢？就是亦敌亦友的人，有敌。或者呢，它也可以用来表示我们平常讲的这个塑料姐妹花。
So what is a frenemy? This is the kind of person who pretends to be a friend and then gets you to trust them.
And then you tell them something private and they will use that against you in so many ways.
Oh my god, I like this person. I never expected her to become my frenemy.
You don't know people. 办公室里面这种关系多了去了，就是当面笑嘻嘻，然后心里面那啥，是吧？这种关系真的非常要注意。
Now that we have shared some of the type of coworkers we would have in an office,
And if you guys would like to know about the common bad behaviors that are commonly found in the office, check out our article on WeChat. 那如果说大家想要了解更多关于这个职场的一些不太有职业操守的行为啊、mm-hmm. 可以到我们的这个你好假 You're so fake Like、mm-hmm. you understand、
mm-hmm. 听懂了
大家可以到我们的微信公众号来查看我们今天对应的这个配套推送啊里面会有更加多更加丰富的内容同时呢早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外我们也有精心制作付费的课程帮助大家更加系统的提高英文大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了那最后呢我是卡拉
我是在
我们下期再见吧拜
拜